Jeff in the Morning, here to introduce somebody who probably doesn't need introduction to a lot of people here in Tomahawk, John McKinley, my guest here this morning. John, good to make your acquaintance here today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And the reason that I'm making your acquaintance today is because of a mutual friend. Mary Lou was here on Friday.
Yep, she's just peachy keen.
She's always peachy keen. I think she may have the world record for a number of days in a row that were all peachy keen.
That's true.
That could very well be a record. We're going to have to look into that a little bit. John, you graduated Tomahawk High School here with the class in 1970.
That's correct.
After high school, you went on to become a police officer for 37 plus years.
Yeah, I retired in 2012.
Okay, so a former police officer. Where did you do your police work, John?
I started off in Pierce County, Wisconsin. That's River Falls, Ellsworth area.
Okay.
Then over to a suburb west of Minneapolis.
When you were a kid growing up in Tomahawk here, did you always know you wanted to be a cop?
A little bit. Okay. I mean, it's one of those things. And my grandfather was a cop in Chicago, and he was killed in Chicago, and my father was a cop for a short period of time.
Okay, so it just seemed to be the natural thing. And you lasted for 37-plus years, a fulfilling career, John?
Yes, it was.
Okay, good, good. And you probably saw a lot of things that human beings aren't supposed to see, and we're not going to go into a lot of that. But I think people that go into vocations like that are special people, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
The class of 1970, what was Tomahawk like as a senior in 1970 here, John?
It was interesting. The town was 3,348 people. Everybody knew everybody. If my mom once said, you know, if you had your light on at 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody the next day would say, "Oh, didn't you sleep last night?"
So pretty much the same as it is right now.
Pretty much.
Pretty much the same as it is right now. So, did you want to go somewhere else to do your police work? Were you over there in Pierce County the whole time? Did you ever get back here close to Tomahawk? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I left town, my family left town, June of 1970, right after I graduated.
Okay.
So I ended up over in the Twin City areas. I actually worked as a department store and grocery store manager for a number of years, and then got into police work just as a fluke, doing part-time work, and went on from there.
There you go. And probably a lot of stories that you've been able to gather over the years.
Yeah. In fact, one of them, I'm working on my third book, is going to be about a triple homicide in Bay City, Wisconsin. True crime story.
Okay.
That I was perfectly involved in.
And what was your first book?
The first book is this book. It's
the one we're going to talk about today.
Yep, okay. Scott Free, Safe in Georgia.
All right, Scott Free, the title, where'd that title come from?
Well, my friend who was kidnapped was Scott Gadke.
Okay. Now, this is a true story. This book is a true crime drama. There's a little bit of artistic license, but basically this is a true story.
Everything from when Scott first pulls over to help a motorist through his rescue, essentially, by a Woodbine Police Department officer and a Camden County, Georgia deputy, is all true as far as Scott. Anything having to do with Scott or his wife, Deb, is all true.
Now, I'm familiar with the Gadke name. Is Scott, is he still around here in the Tomahawk area?
No, Scott moved down to Florida in early 1970, and that's where the kidnapping took place.
Okay, got it. Let's get into the story. We want people to buy the book and read the book and to get the story. But what's the gist of the story that you're willing to share with us this morning, John?
Scott was kidnapped by three guys who killed an entire family, mother, father, and two kids. And the story is really about how Scott survived.
How did Scott find himself to be the victim of kidnapping by three murderers?
It's Scott's personality.
Okay. okay.
Well, really it is, because Scott's the kind of guy that's going to stop and help anybody.
I see, okay.
So he came across a stranded motorist, didn't realize there was another one down on the ditch, and a guy in the backseat of the car with a rifle.
Oh, boy. So and then from there, one thing leads to another. What about that comes next? What can you reveal next? Anything?
They end up blindfolding Scott and tying him up with a cord.
Scott used his verbal skills to survive the thing by the looks of some of my notes here.
Yeah, he did. Scott can talk, and he worked his entire adult career in nonprofit. So he really cares about people, and he was able to read these guys and be able to communicate with them and get on their good side, helping them in certain ways.
Now, did you know Scott as a very a man full of valor and courage, or just a guy who was an everyday guy who would encounter things as he would encounter them? Or tell us a little bit about how you knew Scott in that way.
Well, I first met Scott in high school. He went to school up in Bradley and then came to the high school. Scott was a guy that very strong in his convictions and knowledge of how to work with people.
Okay. And he used those skills to get himself out of a pretty precarious situation.
Yeah, the guy in the front seat, they took Scott's car because theirs was broken down, and it was a 71 Vega, so okay. It's very small.
Yeah.
Scott was sitting behind the driver, and the guy in the front passenger seat held a rifle on him the entire time.
Man, I can't imagine what that must feel like. Without giving away too much of the end, is there any way that, because right now I'm curious as to how he got himself out of this predicament, but that's where I'm going to have to pick up the book.
Okay, well... suffice to say that these guys thought they'd be safe in Georgia, hence the other part of the name of the story, that they couldn't get extradited. They ended up getting stopped by a cop who's still alive and still working down in Woodbine area. Got stopped for DWI.
Okay.
And the one guy held a switchblade knife on him the whole time. They threatened to kill the cops if Scott said anything. So it ended up where they ended up in a small vestibule of the police department, and Scott was able to set himself free a little bit, and the two cops took down the two suspects.
Wow. And as far as I don't want to get into any more of the ending or what happens to these criminals or to Scott Gatke. I want people to buy the book. It's called Scott Free by John McKinley. Scott Free, Safe in Georgia, the full title of the book. Would you call this an easy read or more difficult read? Is this something it doesn't look like? Now, this is going to be a book that I could probably sit down and read. My problem is sticking with it. I've always had a reading retention issue. I don't retain what I'm reading as I'm reading it. So I got to read things over 2 and 3 and 4 times. And that's what keeps me away from books, just because it's just so labor intensive. But would this be this sounds like it's a page turner, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick read.
Okay.
It's it flows pretty fast. Some people have a little bit of problem with how I'm describing the three suspects as they grow up.
Okay.
And this is all based on people that I dealt with during my career. I put some things together and made the three suspects up based on how Scott described them.
Understood.
So, it is a quick read.
And that was your first book. You're working on another book right now, and it's going to be a lot of Tomahawk in this new book. Tell us a little bit about, give us a preview of the new book.
It's completely set in Tomahawk. I use a lot of people that I know, a lot of names that everybody in Tomahawk's going to know.
Okay.
It's a story about a husband and wife. She ends up having an affair. He can't deal with it. He moves in with his aging cousin, Kenny, who's a World War I vet from the 32nd Infantry Division that was based out of here. And she ends up killing Kenny and then kills the husband in search of Kenny's treasures that he doesn't believe in banks. So he says he has safety deposit boxes at his house. She ends up killing both of them to get the money.
We'll have to see if this person winds up in prison or a very, very rich person.
Well,
we'll see.
We'll see.
And John McKinley, where can people get your books? First of all, especially the one now that we piqued people's interest with Scott Free. Where is this book available?
It's on Amazon. Just go on to Amazon. You can get a Kindle for $5, or you can get the paperback for $15.
And when you anticipate the new book being ready?
I'm about 70% done with it.
Okay.
I keep going back and rewriting things as I go back and read and have to bring other things into the book. So it takes a while.
From retail to law and order to author. That's a pretty cool journey through life you've had, John.
Well, yeah, it's interesting.
How much was writing something that you think you've always had in you, or what was it that caused you to retire from law enforcement and then know that you got some books in you? I'm just curious about that revelation.
Scott was telling us our story when we were up in a hunting shack in 2005. And I got interested in it, and I said, Scott, I'm going to write your book. And he says, okay. And that was in 2005. Okay. Well, January of this year, January 5th, it was raining. Yeah, I was down in Arizona, and I started writing it, and I was done by the end of February.
Really? So it came that easy to you?
It did. Wow. I worked with Scott a lot.
Okay. How's the new one coming to you? Is that one that coming along just as easy, or...?
Actually, no, because I got to make a lot of this. I'm making everything up, so
okay.
I got to go back in and weave things in.
Got it. Well, John McKinley, I'm glad that you made time to come here and see us here today. Thanks, Mary Lou, for being here for at just the right time with the right timing. And I'm glad that the email thing worked. We started off a little rocky last Friday with some email issues, but we got her all good. So again, Amazon would be a good place to look for the book. And Scott Free, Safe in Georgia, written by John McKinley, an old Tomahawk guy. Are you back here now? Are you with us now all the time or just here just a little while?
I'm full-time RVing. I was up here our reunion.
I have to ask you this. Someday I hope to, my dream, our dream, my wife and I, when we retire, we're going to get an RV for about 2 or 3 years. And how do you like the RV lifestyle? Got to ask.
I like it.
You got to like it. Okay. Everything you thought it would be. And then some?
And then a little bit.
Good deal. John McKinley, great to meet you. And I hope a whole bunch of people buy the book, especially folks around here that want to kind of reminisce about some of the old days and some of the old names. And we'll look for the new book. John McKinley, let us know when the new one's ready. Okay.
Will do.
John McKinley is our guest here this morning. And